And we now move over to agenda number 11B, which is an important function, the evaluation of the capacity of the Codex Secretariat to carry out its functions. This is a work that has been done in fulfillment of activity number 3.7 of the Codex Strategic Plan, whereby a consultant had reviewed all the aspects of the work that is being done by the Codex Secretariat. They had extensive discussions with members, FAO, WHO, the staff of the Codex Secretariat, and the report was discussed at the 63rd session of the Executive Committee and also at the 64th Executive Committee, which was last week. We need to complete the discussion on this agenda document. There are a total of 11 recommendations, out of which 5 are in respect of FAO and WHO, and recommendations 6 to 11 are with respect to 6 to 10 with respect to the Codex Secretariat, and the last one is with respect to the Commission, FAO, WHO, and the Codex Secretariat. We've already concluded our discussion on recommendation 11, which is with regard to the biennial meetings, and there was no support for biennial meetings, and therefore we had completed the discussion on recommendation number 11. We would now like to focus our discussion on recommendations 1 to 10, and we propose to go recommendation by recommendation so that we can complete the work at this session. I would request the Secretariat to initiate the discussion, please. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I was just to not to use up time. We had in the document 1033/11. We have provided some update on some of the requests that had been made by the previous executive committee. So you will find on what concerns the secretariat, because that was only on these items. So that would be for items 6 to 10. And as regards, they also refer you to the discussion which took place in the 63rd session of the executive committee. And on the 1 to 5, number 1 to 5, there was not much discussion on these. It was more on those directed to the secretariat. So just to refer to these documents. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay. I just consulted my colleague here from WHO, and of course our colleague from FAO is a little too far, so I can kind of talk to him from here. What we would do is we would address recommendations 1 to 5 to FAO and WHO and take the response on board and have suggestions from the floor on each of these points before we come to the recommendation 6 to 10, which pertain to the Codex Secretariat. So with regard to recommendation number 1, which says FAO and WHO should agree as a matter of urgency on the desirable balance in their contribution to the Codex budget. We had discussions yesterday when we discussed the budgetary matters, but just to conclude the discussion on this recommendation, because we need to accept or not to accept all the recommendations and then make recommendations also on each of these. So I would request FAO to briefly respond on recommendation number 1.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the report was issued, FAO and WHO held 2 strategic meetings, if I call it, or high-level meetings at the ADG level to discuss this particular one of the to discuss our work, joint work in Codex and Codex-related activities, and also take strategic decisions and for the orientation of our of the work in the future, and our support to the Codex system in the future mainly. And this particular item, which is the desirable balance of the contribution between FAO and from FAO and WHO, was also discussed, and we have an agreement that WHO is going to look into this matter, and will inform FAO and the Codex Alimentarius Commission of any action that may be taken in the future on this. So it is something that is on our agenda between FAO and WHO. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. You would like to? Okay. I see the flag of Japan. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Japan feels a bit concerned on this issue. In CC Exec and Commission, a few documents were distributed even in English. Actually, in this evaluation document was distributed on the day of the discussion in CC Exec. In this reflects the present capacity of the Secretariat. The Commission should express serious concern and seek some necessary measures. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The delegation of Japan, is your comment with respect to recommendation number one of the evaluation of the capacity of the Codex Secretariat? Or is it a general comment that you made?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our comment is not specific to the number one. It's a general comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Japan, for your general comment. I request the Secretariat to briefly respond on this point. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was looking at the report of the last CC Exec. We would perhaps, because now we are supposed to discuss recommendation one, or perhaps it's a general comment, but we would perhaps need for purpose of the report to know exactly on what was a specific concern, because now we're talking a little of budget, so perhaps it's not on that. It's in general. So I would like to know exactly what the delegation of Japan would like to have reflected in the report as to their comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Japan, maybe we could discuss this point under recommendation number 6 and we'll take it up once again. Thank you, Japan. Next is India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the issues which have been identified in this communication, it's a matter of concern for us. The first 5 relate to budget. Are we getting a message from CAC that you're stressed for funds? Is FAO and WHO having difficulty providing adequate budget for CAC? The first 5 items are critically pointing to in that direction. And if that is the case, it is a matter of concern. Do we have a commitment, at least for the medium term, of funds for the CAC? most of the international UN bodies have a midterm, a medium-term commitment for funds. Or is it an annual allocation? If it's an annual allocation, it is going to compromise. It is going to adversely affect your medium-term and long-term plans. And considering the scientific issues which you're going to consider and the rigor and the consistency required, unless there is the commitment of funds, at least in the medium term, it'll be difficult for CACs to move forward. From this, it is very clear that the five items relate to only to availability of funds. Is there a problem here which we need to address? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India. I'm sure FAO and WHO will be able to respond on this point. There is a biennium plan, but I would request the FAO to respond. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said several times during this session, the FAO contribution to the budget of the Codex 7 Task Commission has always provided what is needed to be done and covering the cost of not only the secretariat, the full secretariat, but also all the activities and all the meetings that are planned for the biennium. I do not recall that there was any shortage of funds from FAO and WHO for Codex for the last as long as I can remember. I have been in Codex for many years, and we have always had the funds that are required to implement the activities that you have decided for us. So I don't think it's a question of funding. The funding has always been secured by FAO and WHO. What is where we may have to look at more carefully is some prioritization maybe of certain activities. We also have the support of the host countries, which as I said earlier is something very valuable to the Codex system, and without which Codex will not be we will not be able to run Codex as it is running now. So I don't understand, Mr. Chairman, where's the real problem. I think the funding has never been an issue, and the staffing has always been granted, and we have, in addition, we do have support from some member states who have provided us with support, the human resources support. At least two people are working with us now, in addition to the staff, to respond to the need of Codex. So this is as much as I can say from the FAO side to respond to the questions that was made. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Does that answer your concern, India?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad to hear the clarification from FAO. It really gives us a lot of confidence. Although I must again say, the way the five issues have been worded, the message is absolutely not ambiguous. Message is coming loud and clear to us that there is a problem with regarding funds. That's the way it is worded here. Not only there is a problem regarding funds, there is a problem regarding coordination between FAO and WHO. That is clearly mentioned here. I hope that is being addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, India. WHO, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. There is absolutely no problem in the coordination between FAO and WHO. There is no problem in relation to the total budget. What is mentioned here very clearly is a concern of some people about the relative proportion of the budget. As I mentioned yesterday, it is not important for Codex functioning what fraction of the money comes from WHO and what fractions comes from FAO. This is decided between the Director Generals of FAO and WHO. This is clear in the rules. if the total amount of money is sufficient, as stated just now by my colleague from FAO, Codex has the funds that are sufficient. That is clear. There's no need to start suggesting otherwise. The Codex budget has increased dramatically over the last 6 to 7 years. No other things in WHO have increased with this rate. None. So the Codex discussions should not be that there is not enough money for the Codex Alimentarius Commission. There is plenty money for the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. In fact, the consultant who prepared this report and made the recommendations was on the basis of his discussions with different stakeholders, with different members, and that is what he had reflected in this report. We've had discussions on the budget yesterday in greater detail, and the budget for 2010-11 was presented to the Commission. With regard to staff resources, human resources, there also was a discussion yesterday, and this was informed to the Commission by the Secretariat that we have sufficient staff at present. Thank you, WHO. Next we have is Mexico, please.
Thank you very much, sir. Mexico wishes to endorse the statement made by Japan. And we would also like to note that what is set forth in paragraphs 9, 10, 11, and 12 states practically that the translation of the documents very often are not ready because it is the responsibility of the host countries. I'd like to underscore that in the case of Mexico, we're responsible for the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables. This committee was held in October, and we don't understand why many of the issues which were referred to by the committee appear in the addendum to this agenda when, since October, the documents were ready. Mexico, on the 15th of October, sent the translations of the report of all of the topics on the agenda in the three languages. And we really don't know why we have this delay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mexico. Maybe we will take up this point when we come to recommendation number 6. You want to respond? The Secretariat wants to take the floor now because she would like to respond on the CCFF matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to reply. This question will come up under the other recommendation. We would like to reply specifically on the addendum concerning the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables. The committee itself took place some months ago. The reason why there was an addendum and it came late is because we were expecting the outcome of the UNEC meeting, which was held at the end of May. So that was why it came late, because we wanted to put the update from the UNEC meeting. That was the reason. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Next, we have Cameroon, please.
Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Chairman. My apologies, because the issue which was raised by Mexico has nothing to do with the question I have now, or indeed the comments I'm about to make. My comments pertain to what was said previously. When it comes to budgetary balance and the recommendations, Chairman, I believe that all of us here are members of the Codex. And we are also in the steering committees of the FAO, and we're also present in the steering committees of the WHO. And as far as my country is concerned, when we attend the FAO conference, and I know what I'm talking about because I'm the spokesperson for Africa. When we discuss budgetary matters, we stress protecting Codex's budget And we state this quite clearly, whether this is in a restricted, limited committee or indeed in a plenary session. We always say this. And that is why when you look at the Codex budget in relative terms, if we compare it to that of the WHO, it is increasing at a level which is higher than the WHO. Since 2003, we had a balance of 80%, 86% approximately. That's quite significant. And we've always said this, Chairman, that the very members who are present here, when they go to the assembly, the WHO assembly, they must make the same comments there. In other words, there is a need to protect Codex's budget. We can't say that there are sufficient funds. If there are enough funds, we wouldn't be asking for extra budgetary resources. We would like to have more funds in the ordinary resources of the Codex. If we don't have any extra budgetary resources, it doesn't make any sense. But it's not as visible as if we had the same resources in the ordinary budget. So therefore, we would call upon all members here present for this erosion in percentages between the participation of the FAO and that of the WHO. We would urge members not to go down this path. We would like things to be somewhat stable. I can envisage that in 2 or 3 years' time, things will decrease by 80-90%. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cameroon. I'm sure WHO would like to take the floor. WHO, please.
No, but thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to agree with the representative from Cameroon that when you want to decide in WHO or FAO, your country representative have to speak in the governing bodies of these organizations. So it's not for the Codex Commission to decide for the World Health Assembly what the World Health Assembly puts as the most important priority. It could be that if the World Health Assembly was forced to have a discussion of whether it should put the money to the Codex Alimentarius Commission or whether it should put the money to try to eradicate polio or do something about malaria, where more than 1.5 million kids die every year, or do something about antimicrobial resistance in tuberculosis, it might be that Codex Alimentarius Commission would move a little bit down the list. So you need to talk to your representatives that represent your countries in the World Health Assembly. If your country believes in the health sector that the Codex Alimentarius Commission is more important than all these other things, they should say so. We have not yet heard that. Nevertheless, we have protected and actually increased the money that we use for the Secretariat. Since 2003, as you very well know, we have increased it 30%. I have repeated many times, and I will repeat again, that none of the other activities we do in relation to food safety have the same increase. We are doing burden of disease. You have heard about that yesterday if you were here. Burden of disease is the real thing about what are the problems that we have in food that should be the basis for what Codex is working on. We are doing InfoSan, which is the emergency system that we were asked by Codex to do. We're doing scientific advice, which is the basis for Codex. We're doing training to the consumers, all of this out of the budget from where you are now suggesting that we should use more money for Codex, a higher increase than any other thing that we've been doing in food safety. I do not believe that the member states in the World Health Assembly have asked us to do that. And I would repeat that we have maintained a very high level of money to go into the Codex system. We've heard about arguments that it's very important to protect Codex because the dollar has gone down. Now the dollar is moving up again. Should we take some money back and use them for other things? I have not heard any suggestion about that.
So you have to really be realistic. That's the first thing. The second thing is you need to talk in the World Health Assembly. And I think we have mentioned that many, many, many times. And in the end, it is a discussion between the Director General of FAO and WHO that decides the budget. And to my mind, if the budget is sufficient, which has been stated now many times, there is no need to continue a fake debate about the need for more money in Codex, when clearly it has been stated several times up here that there is no such need. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Members would be happy to note that the visibility of Codex in the WHO budget has improved, as it now Codex has now has a separate entry in the WHO budgeted provisions. There, I understand your point of the distribution of Codex and FAO budget in the FAO and WHO contribution in the Codex budget is 85% and 15%. That is the point that you raised. I would like to inform you, friend from Cameroon, is that there are a lot of extra budgetary resources that are provided by WHO which do not actually get reflected in the Codex budget. As you just said, there are like InfoSan and other activities. Then FAO takes up so many capacity building programs which do not actually get reflected in the Codex budget, because Codex budget is for the Codex activity, the core activity of Codex. That was the reason why you find a difference between the two budgetary provisions. If you still have a question on this, please, Cameroon.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for giving the floor again. Yes, when this question is raised, it makes people feel uncomfortable. They speak in a passionate way. I know this question is recurrent. We're always given the same explanation, in fact. But in fact, I'm not seeking to single out the WHO, pointing the finger at the WHO. What I am doing is referring to the World Health Assembly. And I would just like to say that I understand that Dr. Schlund defends the preparation of the budget, but I don't understand if he is to defend the World Health Assembly. We are the members, and we are to decide. I'm the representative of my country before the FAO conference. If I say no to something, that will stop the budget, because it is the World Health Assembly also that the budget is decided. That's the reason why we would like to urge those countries that are also members of the World Health Assembly to act, to take action. I've set an example. I'd like the other members to do likewise before the World Health Assembly when we meet. It's not right when looking at the contributions ever since 2003. We look at that. It's not right if we see a percentage, even if in absolute terms there has been an increase, but you see in percentage terms things are dropping off. The contribution given by one organization is trailing off, is dropping off, is being diminished. That's what is striking. Even though the volume is enough, what is worrying is to see the percentage drop and plummet. I'm not trying to single out the WHO. What I'm doing is trying to reach out to the members and urge them to act as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cameroon. FAO wants to take the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to prolong this debate, but just to clarify that if the situation, the budgetary situation right now, or let's say the resources that are available to Codex are adequate for the time being, is also because we have two staff members that have been detached by their governments to support Codex. Now, these are not they're not counted, let's say, in the total budget of Codex, and should these two staff members return home one day, we will have a gap. We will need additional resources to replace these two staff members so that the secretariat can do its job. So for the time being, it is okay because we've got some support from some donor countries, and we are thankful, very thankful for these countries to have provided that support. But should this support one day go away, then we would be faced with a real challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. WHO, you want to take the floor again? Okay. WHO, please.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to mention to the meeting that WHA, the World Health Assembly, the top governing body of WHO, discusses food safety approximately once every 10 years. The decision of how often they want to discuss food safety is with the member states, you. So, last time we talked about a resolution was in 2000. I remember that because I came in just at that time. And we had a clear resolution saying how important Codex was and how important all the other activities were. The next time we discussed it with a resolution was this year in May. And the resolution, I believe that we have mentioned to you several times how important it was. I think we have mentioned, WHO has mentioned to member states here in this forum for maybe 3 or 4 years how important it was for member states to participate in that discussion and define what WHO needs to do in relation to Codex. So the resolution text that was approved in May 2010 does mention Codex. So you, the member states of World Health Organization, have said that the Director General needs to provide adequate and sustainable support for the joint expert bodies of FAO and WHO, the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and the International Food Safety Authorities Network in order to advance the international development provision, use, and sharing of scientific risk assessment and advice, and so on. So clearly the member states are saying, yes, you should really support Codex, and you should support the other things. It's not saying that Codex is specifically more important than some of the other activities that we are also doing in food safety. And I have no direction from member states in the World Health Assembly that Codex is more important than everything else. And actually, I don't really think so. I think Codex is very important, and I think the other things are very important. That is what we have moved forward with for 10 years. That is why we are saying that you cannot, out of the same pot, just use more money to Codex because you have to take them away from scientific advice. It does not make sense to cut off the tail of the dog and feed it with it. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Secretary wants to take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, we would like to keep the dog in one piece. That's our map. So I think just to put everything in context, it's everybody has said very interesting things, and that's also our approach. As you can see, when we presented the budget, Codex is part of an objective in which there is also scientific advice. And that was also from the point of view of budgeting in FAO to reflect the importance and see all these activities as a whole, not saying my program is more important than another. We should see everything in a whole, and also because whether it's FAO or WHO, we are working for the member countries. And as pointed out by Cameroon, it's the member states and the governing bodies who give us the priorities. And on this question of the distribution of the percentage, etc., for us, what is important is to have the budget which allows us to carry out our activities, and perhaps it diminished in the percentage diminished because there have been more funds from the side of FAO, and that we will not complain. We had explained when we presented the budget that some increase of funds in the previous biennium allowed us to, for example, do more publication and translation of final text. So that we should see as a whole, I think, and perhaps exactly as was mentioned by FAO and WHO, if we are carrying out standard-setting program, but if it's not based on scientific advice on one stage, we will not be able to develop the standards. And then on the other hand, if there is not enough possibility to carry out other activities, training, capacity building, then we will develop standards, but they could not be really applied. So we should see everything as a whole. And just to put back things in context, we should not be so much blocked on these recommendations which were made. It was an independent evaluation. That was the views of a consultant following some consultations. But we should also recall that that was now almost 2 years ago. And perhaps the perception then at that time was a little different. There were perhaps some uncertainties as to whether the budget would be sufficient or not. So perhaps that was the reason why some of these recommendations, now as I think clarified by FAO and WHO, perhaps would not be so more relevant because we have more assurances from FAO and WHO and from, as was mentioned also by FAO, the support from member countries in the Committee of Agriculture of FAO really reflects the support of member countries. And we are assured also to some questions on sustainability and longer term that really this program will be supported. So I think we can see it from a good, in a positive way, that this budget is sufficient and that it will, we have the commitment from both organizations to continue to support us, whether it's directly in the Codex or through the other activities, so that we could see as a positive development. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Next we have on the list is Iran, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Believe me, I do not like to prolong the debate. Listening to the debate so far, I will thank too much from WHO and FAO regarding the very good meeting they had between in the high level, at the high level between together to find solution on that. Actually, my concern was exactly the one raised by the Cameroon. But thank you for the WHO. I can say I convinced somewhat in this case. But the question is remain in my mind. That what is the philosophy of bringing the first recommendation here by the Codex Alimentary Committees here, the first recommendation, and then the next question is what are the claims around the room explained by the chairs of different committees regarding the administrative measures? Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran. When it comes to money, nobody is ever satisfied. Okay. There are no more flags on recommendation number one. I believe recommendation two is also stands discussed, but for the sake of record, are there any comments or suggestions from the floor on recommendation number two for FAO and WHO? I do not see any flags. We come to recommendation number three, which talks about the possibility of use of savings account in order to have possibility to transfer money from one biennium to another biennium. This has been discussed earlier also, but I'm sure FAO would like to respond to this. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is, has been discussed and it has been implemented. Our budget is fully fungible. That means if you make savings on any of the items, these savings can be used on other items as necessary. What's important is to look at, the overall budget that is allocated for the program. So for us, it's fully implemented. When you have savings, you take the money.
From one biennium to the next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Well, my comment was within biennium, of course. Now, to transfer funds from one biennium to another, that's another issue. It's not possible under our financial rules in FAO, and the financial rules are made by our governing bodies, and we cannot change them. So any savings from one biennium must be returned back to the membership, and then we start afresh with the new biennium. This is how our budgetary system work in FAO, financial system work in FAO, and we cannot change it. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Cameroon, you have a point on this particular recommendation?
Heard what FAO had to say on this issue, and I think that's the procedure. But there could be a caveat on that, and it's this body to see how to put that before the governing bodies of FAO. I think there could be a possibility of requesting the Finance Committee of FAO to look into the matter, because we have already two elements in the budgetary system of FAO that are transferable. You have the TCP and you have the security. These are lines that are transferred from one biennium to the other. But in this sense, if we could do that for security, there's also another possibility to do that for any budget. We need to put forward arguments for that. So there is a caveat. If you can do it with the help of the secretariat, that is possible. And the Finance Committee, in this sense, can look at the proposal with the argumentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cameroon. FAO would like to respond to this point.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It all depends on the amount that we are talking about. As far as I know, since we have been dealing with this matter, it happened one biennium where we had an increase or transfer from one budget or one program to Codex to strengthen Codex when there was a lot of requests from member countries to give Codex more support and more resources, and there was an important transfer of funds in it must have been I think 2008, and then at the end, in fact, we found out that there were some leftovers which we could not use for the next biennium. We cannot transfer to the next biennium. They have to be returned. But normally, what is left is very 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 so small that the amount that it does not require really going through the financial committee, etc. Financial committee and getting a waiver for this type of transfers. I believe it is not an issue. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Are there any other comments or recommendations from the floor? I do not see any flags. So we move to recommendation number 4, which is about the Codex Trust Fund, about the communication between FAO and WHO on implementation of the Codex Trust Fund. Would you like to? I request WHO to respond to this.
This is the position of a person who has been looking at this from the outside. In my opinion, we can of course improve communication between FAO and WHO, and I think continuously we try to do that. I don't think it's been a major problem, but we are trying to have regular meetings, telephone conferences between FAO and WHO senior management in relation to this. So I believe that we are moving in this direction, and I don't think that there is a major problem. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Are there any comments or suggestions from the floor on this particular recommendation? Dominican Republic, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my statement, I would simply like to establish the fact that these recommendations, recommendation number 4, in fact, is very valid, is founded. And some occasions, the Dominican Republic has encountered some problems when it comes to the communication with the trust fund, and we have been able to see that in some cases it was necessary to improve communication between WHO and the FAO. Sometimes the situations have been quite extreme, so the representatives of the Dominican Republic have not been able to attend certain events. We see a bit of a time lag between which was actually decided on in the trust fund and what is actually arrived at by the authority at the WHO, what is actually reached by the WHO. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Well, your point was with regard to the issues that countries have with the Trust Fund Office, but here the recommendation is with regard to mutual communication between FAO and WHO. But to respond to your point quickly, there are guidelines which have been laid down for communicating with the Trust Fund Office. There are procedures in terms of timelines. If you follow those timelines, we do not see that there is any reason that you would not get a response from the Trust Fund Office on a timely basis. Dominican Republic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just like to apologize for insisting, but what happens is that when it comes to the procedure is established, it's laid down. Now, perhaps it is there in writing. Okay, that's one thing, but what happens in actual fact is a far cry therefrom. The Dominican Republic has a lot of experience. We've seen that the procedure is not always complied with. It didn't just happen once. This has happened time and time again. That's the reason why we would like for this to be borne in mind. As we see it, it's necessary. There's a need for the procedure that's laid down to be complied with, to be carried out fully. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. WHO, please.
I would just like to recognize that, of course, there are mistakes made in also the administration of the Codex Trust Fund. We hope to minimize these, and we hope to learn from our mistakes. I don't believe that it's a major issue. I know that some travelers have not been attended to in the right way, And I take the responsibility that that has not happened. I hope that it will not happen in the future. Maybe when I leave, it will not happen anymore.
Thank you, WHO, for that response. I do not see any of the flags on recommendation number 4. So we move to recommendation number 5, which is about a joint evaluation plan on relationship between FAO and WHO and to improve the efficiency of the Codex Secretariat with regard to autonomy. Are there any recommendations or suggestions from the floor? I do not see any flags. But I would request the FAO to respond to one point. There was an independent external evaluation of FAO under which an immediate plan of action was approved by the FAO conference in November 2008, which included a review of all the FAO bodies set up under Article 14 regarding the financial and operational autonomy, and that would include Codex, I believe. Would you like to respond on this point, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, indeed, there was the internal or the external independent evaluation of FAO did look into all these intergovernmental bodies that were subsidiary bodies that of FAO and WHO in this case, including Codex, and how they could be financially also independent in the sense that their budget is clearly indicated and within the overall, of course, budget of FAO, particularly those bodies that are hosted by FAO, and you know that they are. We have a number of bodies of like this, including IPPC, that's known to many of our delegates here. But there are also other bodies that are hosted by FAO. In this respect, I think the immediate plan of action, the IPA, did recommend that there should be clarity in the way these bodies will be financed, including the possibility of having extra budgetary funds contributed by on a voluntary basis by member countries to these bodies. Now, some of the bodies that are hosted by FAO are almost entirely funded by from extra budgetary funds. Others are not or less. The case of Codex is a particular one. And I must say that in my interventions with the governing bodies, I try to protect the Codex budget from becoming one that is funded in majority from extra budgetary sources. For one reason is that Codex is basically a series of meetings, and in order to plan meetings, you need to have resources in advance, and most of these meetings are planned almost 2 years in advance. And unless you have secured resources to plan for these meetings, it's very difficult for Secretariat to go ahead and announce meetings and send invitations, etc., without any assurance that we have the resources in the budget that would allow us to hold these meetings. So from that particular point of view, I think the membership was very, very attentive and sensitive to this argument to keep the project budget, the Codex budget, protected for the time being and fully funded from our regular program funds. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a point of clarification from WHO and FAO. Codex is an instrument of both these organizations. WHO and FAO have been driving and have been the source of dynamism behind this organization. It follows logically that you must have at least considered some time or the other, has it achieved the purpose for which it has been set up? We see a similar independent evaluation taking place in the case of IMF, in the face of the World Bank. Independent evaluation teams look at the objectives for which it is set up, review if it has been achieved, and if not, why not? Has a similar exercise been undertaken by either of your organizations and reported back to the governing body?
Thank you, India. FAO would like to respond.
Thank you very much, India, for reminding us of this. Yes, indeed, it's under this type of evaluation that FAO was evaluated. The external independent evaluation of FAO that was carried out a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago now, has been carried out with this purpose, to clarify the objective as well as the means to implement programs, etc. Codex has been evaluated already. In 2002, there was an independent evaluation of Codex. And since then, this commission has been reviewing the progress in the implementation of all the recommendations that were made by the 2002 independent evaluation. And to my, correct me, Mr. Chair, Mrs. Secretary, if I am wrong, now all the, at the last, or a couple of years ago, all the recommendations of that external evaluation of Codex have been fully implemented. So I believe that has been taken care of, and we believe that we are working with the Commission on priorities and programs that have been decided by the Commission and implementing it in the best way possible with the resources that are allocated to us. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. In CRD5, there was a comment from Panama. Panama, would you like to elaborate on that point? You had a comment on the strategic. Oh, so that was on the strategic plan. I'm sorry. Are there any other comments from the floor? I see no flags, so we move to recommendations 6 to 10, and we start with recommendation number 6, where we would like to take the comments of Japan and Mexico on timely distribution of documents and the translation issue. So first we will take the comments of Japan and Mexico on this point, and I would request the Secretariat to respond.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you.
We would like to add some more words to make our point clearer. We raised the problem earlier related to the delay of the distribution of working documents, even in English. According to the rules of procedures of Codex Rule 7.7, documents should be distributed in principle at least 2 months prior to the session. We were afraid that the delay was caused by insufficient staffing of the Secretariat on account of insufficient budget to the Secretariat. Dr. Butrich said that resources to Codex is adequate, but if staffing of the Secretariat is insufficient because of budget constraint, the capacity of the Secretariat should be more seriously considered by the Commission instead of complaining the delay of the distribution of the documents. So we are not just complaining, but are concerned about the capacity of the Secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, Japan, for further elaborating on this. And Mexico, your point is also the same, or you want to further add on this? Mexico, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Precisely, that was Mexico's point yesterday when we discussed the budget pertaining to paragraphs 22 and 23, where it was stated that the new position had been cancelled for Codex. And even though this structure of Codex has not changed, once this new position had been cancelled and we had agreed that it once again shows that we do need more manpower, more people in the Secretariat, because the delays in the documents are becoming increasingly obvious. And that is the point that we wanted to make yesterday, and we said that we would touch upon once again today. We should also underscore the opinions of the region of Latin America and the Caribbean, whereby the documents do not reach us in Spanish. And this, therefore, sidelines us, excludes us from having the documents on time and making comments on time. We would like the Secretary to take a decision in this regard, and indeed monitors more closely the timelines for the implementation and distribution of documents. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mexico. Egypt, please.
Shukran, Saeed.
Thank you, Chairman, for giving me the floor. I will confine my observations to recommendation 6 concerning the availability of documents in various languages, and we find that Arabic suffers more than any other language in terms of the provision of documents. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. We would like to support the interventions from Japan and Mexico and Egypt, and just note that that given the fact that there seems to be concerns, and we would say that even as an English-speaking country, we found this to be a problem as well, getting documents late. And the implication, of course, is that it's difficult for the Commission to have a good, in-depth discussion about the document before us, which we think is very important. So we would appreciate if we could be it could be elaborated to us what the concerns are, what the problems are, and we could address those problems or we could discuss those problems in terms of getting the documents out. There, I think each person probably has different ideas about the reasons. So it would be useful, I think, if we had some type of an analysis of what those reasons were. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. I'll give the floor to Colombia. I'm sorry I missed out. My apologies. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, sir. Fortunately, it is not only the Spanish-speaking countries who are complaining repeatedly on this point. There are other countries that have more clout with respect to more resources, and they can overcome these difficulties. And we hope that we will be heard. As was stated by Japan, it would appear that you're not being very sincere in telling us the difficulties. In paragraph 12, when we read recommendation 6, it's not about a ping-pong game. It's a three-pronged snooker game. It's the responsibility of the FAO, the WHO, or the committees. I would once again repeat the message that the Secretariat must be frank, must be honest with us. And it shouldn't just be about sending a committee to the Executive Committee where the Executive Committee comes with a message to the Commission. I think that we need to come up with a definitive, firm solution to this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. Chile, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairman. In the light of this issue, which is of concern to us as the Commission and as a Codex system, we would like to support the positions which have been expressed. We would also like to recall that in the Committee on General Principles, there was initiative to look at a document which was initially drafted by Chile and was to be looked at in the regional committees. Our concern is that priority be attached to this matter. There have been some suggestions which have been put forward that could be worked upon with the others involved in the regional committees. The original idea was for this to be presented only in the Latin American and Caribbean region, and then the Committee on General Principles decided that it would be extended to all of the committees. Therefore, I would ask if we could come up with ideas which would help the Secretariat or indeed the translation team or the committees. But it's a problem within the Codex system which is giving rise to major difficulties for participation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chile. Cuba, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, sir. In this regard, we would like to fully endorse what Colombia, Mexico, and Chile stated. We believe that this is an issue which is taking upon a major dimension, and I think it runs counter to the work that we need to carry out in our nations and in Codex. So therefore, we would request this recommendation to be specified in a more precise fashion, particularly looking towards the future and our future work.
Thank you, Cuba. I do not see any of the flags. I would request the Secretariat to respond to these points of concern. Certainly, these are matters of concern expressed by many people on the floor today, and yesterday also it was mentioned. We need to find a clear-cut solution to this. We do not know whether there are clear-cut solutions immediately on hand, because there are lots of organizations on which the work is dependent upon. But I would request the Secretariat to elaborate and suggest any action plan on this. Secretary, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we should, as we have said several times, and we would like to repeat it here because I'm sure that people would like a clear reply, but we also would like people to really look at what we are putting in the document where we explain the situation. For what, there are some documents for which the Secretary is responsible, and that's absolutely clear. We have the responsibility, and in these we need to improve the situation. That's one. If we are talking of the documents for the Commission, some members were mentioning increasing the staff of the Secretariat. It is not the problem. The last committee of the cycle of Codex committees ends up in the beginning of May or in the middle of May. And the Commission is held, the Executive Committee is held end of June and the Commission first week of July. So for all the documents where we have to, it depends on the work of the, that would be then increasing the space, having perhaps 6 months between the last committee and the Commission, and then there would be time for the documents for the Commission to be prepared in time. I'm speaking of those for which we are specifically responsible, and it is a case for the Commission and the Executive Committee. So there are some structural constraints. So it's true that some documents also arrived late. The question are also on the documents which are of more complex nature, like the budget, like when we had to do the document on the speed of standards. It's true that these documents take some time. So that's, and we entirely accept the responsibility because that's the Secretariat to prepare it. So that's clear. So of course we're listening to the concerns of the countries. We are quite aware of the problems, and in order to improve, we can. On that that case, then we should have structural problem would be to change the planning of sessions. That's one question. The issue of translation is a different issue. We have been discussing it in the Executive Committee regarding possibilities of automatic machine translation or some others, as was mentioned by Chile. That will also be discussed in the regional committees. It was mentioned in the Executive Committee. That particular, it's not that we do not want to take our responsibilities, but we do not actually translate the documents. In some cases, we do it internally, in fact, and we have mentioned it even in the document. When this involved only taking parts from documents, we try to do it internally to speed up the process, but documents which have to be translated, they are translated in the case of the Commission Executive Committee and some final reports in AFIO Translation Services and in the for the working documents of committees, essentially by the host countries. So, regarding working documents for committees, they are not prepared by the Secretariat. Some of them are prepared by the Secretariat, like matters referred or on a case by case basis. But they are, to a large extent, prepared by specific countries or by group of countries, by electronic working groups. And this is not directly prepared by the Secretariat. Of course, we are always in contact with the countries concerned, with the chair of the committees, and that was all noted in the Executive Committee. So we would see that we would like to point out that it is not one only problem. There are different specific issues. Some documents for which the Secretariat is responsible, and that we are entirely taking the responsibility for that. And for some documents, for example, we're late for the Commission, we are really, we apologize that some of them, that was due to the nature of the documents, to consultations in the case of the budget paper, for example, to try to have something more detailed. There are some specific cases. When it is working document for committees, for some of them we are responsible for the overall flow of document, etc. We are responsible together with the host country and we are working very closely with them, of course. And for translation, that's a separate issue perhaps from the availability of the initial document because that's not done by the Secretariat. So we welcome any proposals. And as was mentioned by some delegates, this is also under discussion in some regional committees. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Just to supplement on the two points, one is on the translation issue. There is an ongoing work on using translation software to the extent it can help. Sure, it cannot give us a complete translation in the manner in which we would like to see, but to a large extent, it should help us in this direction of solving this translation problem. We also need to find out whether this translation software is helpful in all these languages of the Commission. With regard to timely distribution, yes, we also at the Executive Committee felt that constraint. I mean, when the agenda was to be discussed at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we saw the document at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, well, that was there. Maybe the Secretariat could work out an action plan after analyzing the time at which the documents are received and how much time it takes to get them translated and how much time is devoted to that. Maybe they can come up with a clear-cut action plan which we can then review at the next Executive Committee and bring it before the Commission. One point that could be raised is that when the documents are not received from the host countries or from other sources from where it is expected, maybe the Secretariat could request the chair to intervene, chair of that committee to intervene, or raise the level of discussion to get the documents in a timely manner. These are some of the things, but certainly the Commission feels this constraint, everybody feels this constraint that the documents are not received on time and they're not translated in time. If there are no other flags on this recommendation, we move over to the recommendation number 7, which is with regard to a proactive role in the standard setting process, in which we have a CRD from Malaysia in CRD number 12, comments from Malaysia. You want to take the floor? On number 6? I would like to take the floor on recommendation number 6.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to respond to the comments from several countries, in particular Japan, United States of America, Mexico, Colombia, and Chile, and others, about the delay in the arrival of documents and the possibility that this delay might be caused by lack of resources, human resources, to carry out the work in a timely manner, etc. While you have heard, of course, the Secretary's response to that, but we should be also concerned as parent organization of this. We don't want the Commission to suffer from any of shortages in support to the Codex Alimentaires Commission, and we will see study the situation and see whether the staffing situation is adequate to support the work of the Codex Alimentaires Commission. One thing I should like to mention also is that the fact that we do have one post that is vacant, and probably that has also created a little bit of jam for the Secretariat, but we are working towards the filling of that post in a short while. I hope in the next few months we'll have someone on board so that the full staff will be completed. On the question from Egypt on the availability of documents in Arabic language, I must say this is very much linked to the resources that's available for translation of documentation in different languages. We will see how we can resolve this through some extra budgetary funds, particularly from those countries that are encouraging us to have documents in Arabic available at FAO. So we will seek some support for this particular for this particular problem, so that we, the Arab-speaking countries, can have full documentation also available to them in this language. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Madam Secretary.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to FAO for this question of Arabic. It's true, we have tried to translate all the final text and to have all the final text translated into Arabic, also in Chinese and also in Russian. But for the working documents, it's still a little difficult. And then I would like to add something else, because we have been always discussing. So I think there was a proposal that was made at the time of the Committee on General Principles, but we will try as far as possible to do it on a general basis, because this discussion should be based on really facts and on statistics, as we have been doing in other areas. So when we prepare the documents for the different committees, we can put on the list of documents exactly who was responsible for the preparation of the document, to have some table to see if it's prepared by secretariat or by working group or by whose country, and have a sort of table which we update regularly, putting the date when it was received and when it was sent, so that we can really see where is the actual problem for working documents for the committees which are forthcoming. I think this proposal was made by delegation also at the CCGP, so we'll try that on an experimental basis, and then everybody will have really objective data to discuss further this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think that will be a very good initiative and will bring in more transparency, and the members would know where what went wrong. I see Cameroon has asked for the floor. Cameroon, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to speak on recommendation 7.
Okay, so let the secretariat first respond to the recommendation number 7, and then you can make a comment. Or would you like to take the floor first? Okay. Please take the floor.
Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you also to the Secretariat for your indulgence. Here we have a recommendation which is quite unfortunate, in fact. That's recommendation number 7. When we say,
in the standard setting process and the strategic orientation of the Codex Administrative Commission, and should explore new means of conducting international negotiations and food standards.
I think that this is a recommendation which encroaches somewhat upon an area which is not involved in the remit, which is not its own, to provide the Secretariat with support by the Commission. And such a recommendation can give rise to a great deal of confusion within the Secretariat itself. It is the Commission who plays a strategic role and provides guidance. But if we're asking the Secretariat to play a strategic role, things become very complicated. So I think that this is a recommendation that we would need to really set aside, because it may, as I say, give rise to a great deal of confusion in the work and the relationship between the Secretariat and the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameroon. I believe Malaysia also had a similar point in the CRD 12. Malaysia, would you like to elaborate?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia does not agree with Recommendation 7. The consultant recommended that the Codex Secretariat should play a more proactive role in the three areas, namely, 1, in the standard setting process, 2, the strategic orientation of the CAC, and 3, explore new ways of international negotiation on food standards. Malaysia is of the opinion that the three activities identified should be the responsibility of member states. Malaysia acknowledges that Codex Secretariat certainly play an important supportive role in the three area identified, but do not agree that they should play a more proactive role in these activities. As you have rightly mentioned, our written comment is in CRD 12. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. Cuba, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Cuba is in agreement with the concern voiced by the delegation of Cameroon and other delegations. And in this regard, we believe that the Secretariat should be responsible for the functions that are entrusted to it, such as the mandate of this commission. However, here we have a number of issues, and Cuba would like to express its concern. And we would like to place on record a number of points which are related to procedures and standards of our commission, which are not very clear. And they have highlighted, even in this commission, that when some significant matters have been discussed, they have been addressed outside of the plenary, in meetings that are unofficial. They're not set forth in official standards, in night sessions. And we believe that this way of addressing matters does not lead to enhancing negotiations. We know that this is an issue which is not incumbent upon the Secretariat. But in any event, Cuba would like to state here that we must have strict procedures and standards which will lead to transparent negotiations within the framework of our Commission using the standards, rules and procedures which provide for holding debates. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cuba. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, sir. Colombia would like to join in the reservation on this recommendation 7 for the Secretariat. We stress that the role of the Secretariat should be complied with in line with the competences it has as a support body, and we should not get into negotiations, international negotiations on food standards. And we would also like to state that we are in agreement with what Cuba stated as to the issues of procedure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Colombia. Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Chairman. The Dominican Republic would like to endorse the position put forward on Recommendation 7 by Cameroon, Colombia, Cuba, and Malaysia. We fully support the recent comments made by the representative of Cuba with respect to the procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Chile, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairman. We would also like to support Cuba's statement. In the Codex, we need to have clear, transparent procedures which are user-friendly, and we should not be able to change the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Brazil would like to support the Cameroon and Malaysia and other Latin American countries on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil, for this crisp comment. France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also require some clarification pursuant to this recommendation, but when listening to the various voices, I'd like to say that we share in the concerns that have been voiced, but I think what we need to do is to reach out to the Secretariat, ask the Secretariat to provide some support, perhaps to strengthen up, have some support and build on it, okay? This does not in any way be construed to meaning that this is detracting from the good work that's been done, but it seems as if we're calling upon the Secretariat to do the work of the Commission. No, it's the Commission that decides the strategic orientations or new ways, new pathways for international negotiation. That wouldn't be right. But we can, nonetheless, call upon the Secretariat to provide us with more backing to help us in the reflection that we have to engage in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, France. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I believe several member countries are sensitive to the term more proactive. In fact, if you would like to have things done, the Secretary should have proactive role. However, If several member countries are sensitive with this term, we may have to add maybe two words that I can read. The Codex Secretary should play a more supporting and facilitating proactive role. I believe this would help for those sensitivity. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. I see no other flags, so I would request the Secretariat to quickly respond on these points.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to all the members who intervened to clarify this this recommendation. Of course, it was made by a consultant. It was part of the evaluation. It was not made by us. And as we tried to explain really briefly in the document which was presented to the Executive Committee, there was a note that this was not very clear what it means, proactive role, exactly as mentioned by several delegations, all the decisions, it's the role of the Commission, the strategic orientation is the role of the Executive Committee. So we would like to always reassert the fact that we want to support the work of the Commission, the committees on a case-by-case basis, of course, or the Executive Committee. And we assist, of course, in the discussions, like we prepare the critical review, for example. We prepare all the information. We try to draw the attention of the Executive Committee to important points to prepare its work. We have prepared a number of documents which were intended to facilitate the reflection of the Executive Committee and the Commission, such as speed of standards, work management approaches, that sense. We also indicated in the document that, in fact, we are here to serve the needs of the member countries and the committees. In the case of the Committee on General Principles, we have prepared a lot of papers in cooperation, of course, with the Legal Office of IFIO and WHO. We also prepared a lot of recommendations and proposals. Our role is to prepare some proposals to facilitate the discussion when we are asked to do so. And in some committees, it's also on a case-by-case basis. So that was the case, especially Executive Committee, General Principles. We try to prepare the work to assist the discussion so that, and to prepare proposal in that sense, it would be proactive, but it's proposal, it's also support, as was mentioned. So we are very pleased also that we heard all these recommendations and views from the countries that should, on the second part of this recommendation, which was not very clear to us, and everything should be carried out according to the procedure. And for example, in the present case, we had the working groups, physical working groups, and in session working groups are allowed according to the procedure. And in many committees, we always try to recall the procedure. And sometimes we would not like to be perceived that we want to prevent progress or whatever, but we really always. Our role is to recall what should be the procedure, especially working groups or forwarding text in the process, etc. So that's really part of our role. In fact, to give advice to the committees and to the member countries. So that we will try to continue as far as possible. And we thank you for the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The sense of the Commission seems to be not to accept recommendation number 7. Which does not fall in line with the role of the Secretariat, but falls in the role of the Commission. If there is any objection to not accepting recommendation number 7, members may kindly raise their flags. Otherwise, the Commission agrees not to accept the recommendation number 7. I see the flag of Côte d'Ivoire.
Oui, merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, I think what we need to do is perhaps rather than rejecting this recommendation, to rework it, reformulate it. We would like for the Secretariat to strengthen its support We could see that working, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Côte d'Ivoire stole my thunder. Thank you.
Thank you, France. India, please.
Mr. Chairman, we believe that this recommendation had a different context in which it was made. The idea apparently was not to replace the commission. Commission, keeping in view its size and the methods of working and its perspective, will not be in a position to generate new options, reviews, monitoring situations and all. That is the role of the Secretariat. And without depending on the Secretariat for generating these options, Commission can be hobbled. And a body which is 250 members cannot actually generate options on a sustainable basis. We don't have the time. We don't have the expertise. So Secretariat does have a role. I think we should go back to the drawing board and work out what exactly should be the supporting role of the Secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India. Should we then say, okay, Egypt wants to take the floor before that, and then Brazil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In a few words, I would simply like to propose that we rework this recommendation, bearing in mind the various statements made by the delegations. Thank you.
Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the spirit of avoiding ambiguity in the text, we would like to suggest that in the final part of the sentence, some modification should be made. So the Codex Secretariat should play a more, should reinforce its support in the standard setting process and the strategic orientation of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and should support the conduction of international negotiation on food standards. So our suggestion is to replace the explore new means of by the expression support the conduction of international negotiation on food standards. Thank you.
Cameroon, please.
Monsieur President.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I've been listening. I was listening specifically to the last four interventions. When one is accustomed to assessments, evaluations, one endeavors to be very, very careful, because here we're talking about an independent opinion. We cannot change that. This is something that's already been enshrined in a report. What we do is to either approve or reject something, because we'll have to report on the implementation of these recommendations. If the recommendations cannot be implemented, then they cannot be accepted. They ought not to be accepted. We like to suggest that we bear that in mind. I'm convinced that the Secretariat will not be able, even if we change the text here, the Secretariat will not be able to report or actually monitor the implementation of this recommendation. This is a recommendation made by somebody who's independent. So I'm somewhat against the idea of modifying this recommendation. You cannot modify the recommendations of an independent consultant. What we can do, for example, is to say in a report, say the Commission would find it agreeable to put in place something that goes along these lines. We cannot change this recommendation, given the fact that it comes from an independent consultant. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cameroon. Are there any other comments so that we can summarize and conclude this recommendation? I do not see any flags. The proposal from the chair is that we do not modify the wordings of the recommendation because these are recommendations of the consultant. But the secretariat would take note of the comments made by the members in the report and work on those lines, which would mean that they would provide a more supporting proactive role rather than playing a proactive role, and then in the conduct of international negotiations rather than actually conducting negotiations themselves. If this is acceptable to the Commission, maybe we will move forward on these lines. Dominican Republic, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry to have to take the floor once again. However, now if I've understood well, we're talking about saying that this recommendation ought not to be accepted. That's what was stated. Now we're talking about changing it. So, but initially we're saying that we're envisaging the fact that we would be rejecting this. Now, am I hearing it right that we're envisaging changing it, modifying it? Could you please enlighten me on that? Thank you.
We are not modifying the recommendation because this is a recommendation of the consultant. The Commission has agreed not to accept this recommendation on this line as it is written here. But since we cannot make any changes in the recommendation of an independent consultant, the Commission takes note of what action to take and in what form, and that is what will be noted in the report, and the Secretariat would take action on those lines. This is what my conclusion was, and I requested the Commission to respond if it is this proposal is not acceptable. I do not see any flags, so I assume that the proposal of the chair is acceptable and it will be noted in the report accordingly. Thank you. We now come to recommendation number 8, which is about improvement of communication by the Codex Secretariat. May I have some comments from the floor? Comments, please. We do not see any flags. Secretariat would like to take the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We have provided some information about the work that the Secretariat has undertaken on recommendations 8, 9, and 10 in the working document. Notably, one of the major work that we have started is the updating of the Codex website. At the moment, you don't see much of it because this is happening underground. Basically, we had to rewrite the whole site, which will allow us in the future to open it up to many more possibilities and to communicate in a different way with the contact points. One thing, it will allow, for instance, some interactivity so that each contact point will get a password to log in, to change their own data. In the future, possibly, we will use this also to receive comments. We are in contact with other organizations within FAO, like IPPC, who are thinking about creating an automatic comment paper generation system. So it's a system that automatically generates the papers after receiving the comments from delegations. We are not that far yet in Codex, but we're in touch with other organizations to see what would be the best practices to go forward. We have also said we have issued a regular newsletter to inform what is happening in Codex, what is happening in the Secretariat. We are planning also to review this newsletter to ask you more, what would you like to see in it, how could it be most helpful for you. We are planning to do the same review concerning the audio recording. As you are aware, the sessions of the Executive Committee and the Commission are audio recorded. We are planning to review to see with you how useful this actually is for you. It has been suggested that we should just look at the hits on our website to see how useful it is. But even if there's 200 hits, that could be, if it's from 200 different places, that could mean that for all our contact points it is very useful. So just in terms of quantity, this is not going to help us, but in terms of really how useful do you find this, so we may have to do a review on this one. On the last recommendation, the Codex Secretariat, I'm taking 8, 9 and 10 together. On the last recommendation, the Codex Secretariat should further integrate IT into the daily work of the Secretariat. The new interactive capabilities of the website will allow us to integrate it better into our workflow. And it is true that some of the tasks that we have to do, like preparing invitations, agendas, and some of them are very manual and we could test if the electronic system could help us in that, and we are going to do that. So the new website will come online in September. This is our work plan. And open already some of these possibilities, and we're going to study how to integrate it more into our workflow until the end of the year, and we'll be able to report to the next executive committee more about our experience with that, and also the review of the newsletter and the audio recording, etc. So we come back with a review on that at the next executive committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Are there any suggestions, recommendations, or comments on the recommendations 8, 9, and 10? We can take them together because they are more or less covering the same area of work. I do not see any flags. So what we would do is to take all the comments on board, and the Secretariat would initiate work on the recommendations that have come across today. And with this, we complete the work on activity of the strategic plan. And at this point, wish to thank the consultant for the useful contribution that he has made in analyzing the capacity of the Codex Secretariat, which has generated good points for further action. And we also hope that the FAO and WHO would continue to stimulate the capacity of the Secretariat to perform its role, its proactive role that it is expected to do. Thank you very much. With this, we have concluded our work on agenda number 11B. And before we move to agenda number 12, which is relations between Codex Elementary Risk Commission and other international organizations. Members may recall that yesterday we had a discussion on the issue of work relating to
animal feeding.
Yeah, animal feeding. We would like to have this discussion take place now, because that is what we had agreed. I would give the floor to Vice Chair Maniendra.